Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our sixth installment in the final three brachos of Shmona Esrei. As we discussed for the bracha of Ritzei, there's a famous Gemara that explains the progression of the brachos in the Shmona Esrei, and this Gemara explains that the reason why the bracha of Modim, of giving thanks to Hashem, follows the bracha of Ritzei, the prayer that our korbanos and our prayers to Hashem should be accepted with great will from Him, is because of the phrase in Tehillim, Zoveach Toda Yichab Danani, that the person who offers a thanksgiving offering is giving honor to God. But Zoveach is a language of bringing a korban, bringing a sacrifice. Toda is a language of thanks. So we flow from the bracha of Ritzei, that's about korbanos, sacrifices, to the bracha of Todah, Modim, which is about thanks. Just to have a little bit of a frame of reference for this bracha, the Ri Bar Yochar has a very nice image. He says, imagine a master gives a beautiful gift to his servant. Once the servant receives the gift, the servant immediately expresses his thanks to his master and might even bow in thanks. So Modim is not only a bracha of overall thanks to God for everything we have in our lives, it's a direct response to Ritzei, that we request from God in the bracha of Ritzei that He should look favorably upon our service of Him. And once we make that request, and hopefully that request is accepted and He consents to view our service that way, we bow to Him in thanks. So that's the immediate response in the bracha of Modim. Remember, as we said earlier, the very first word of the bracha is Modim. And as we say that word, we bow. And therefore, that's our way of expressing thanks to Him. This is such an interesting thing to think about. How many times do we have experiences in life where something great and wonderful happens, and we ask ourselves or we ask others, how can we properly express our thanks to Him? One of the questions I get asked so frequently is, X happened to me, Y happened to me, do I bench Gomel for that? And there are halachas about it, and sometimes my answer is yes, and sometimes my answer is we really don't bench Gomel for that. At the end of the day, you're saying God's name in a bracha, we don't throw that around. And so many times people ask me, and this is no criticism of the question, it's a beautiful question, it's a common question, so then if I'm not going to bench Gomel, how in the world am I to express my thanks to God? And if you take a step back for a moment, I could use that step back too. Well, there's actually a way to express that thanks to God three times a day. And that's the bracha of Modim. And this, when you think about it that way, this is an extremely powerful bracha. Just one more thing to think about. We'll discuss this later in the series, God willing. But there are two brachos in the entire Shmona Esrei that involve bowing. We bow four times, but we bow at the beginning and end of two different brachos. One is the very first bracha of Shmona Esrei. I get that. That's all about how I'm relating to God. But the only other bracha in Shmona Esrei that involves our bowing, both at the beginning and the end of it, is this bracha of Modim. And that should convey how core this bracha is to our relationship with God, this expression of thanks to Him. Two ideas about the thanks. Rav Hirsch has such an interesting idea. He says this shoresh of toda, of hoda, whatever exact variation of the root you want to use, of giving thanks, is actually related to the word yad, hand. That really, the ultimate thanks is thanks to God, and thanks to God truly is a recognition that everything that we're able to do, the hand represents our actions, everything we're able to do is thanks to Him and His tremendous benevolence. What a comment to make. One more thing, Rav Schwab says, those who remember from our discussion of the previous bracha Ritzei, Rav Schwab discussed that the bracha of Ritzei is like a mincha offering, like an offering which follows the core korban, the core offering. He says, if that's what Ritzei is, Modim is the wine libation which follows the mincha offering. And it's in a beautiful concept. He says that wine is frequently associated with joy. So what we're saying, if we think of Modim as the wine libation, what we're saying is that God is the source for all joy we have in our lives. Everything that brings us joy. And the more we think about it, the more we realize, even if things on a surface level don't bring us joy, the overall contentment and understanding of the world and where we fit in it and where we fit in God's world, that in itself brings us joy. All of this is thanks to God. So these are two images, the thanks being associated with the hand, representing everything we do, recognizing that's from Him, and associating thanks with the pouring of wine on the altar, that God, all my sources of joy, all the good things in my life are all thanks to you. These are just some things to think about when reflecting on this bracha. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.